Giant FM, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and very excited from Clarksdale, Mississippi. We have the owner of one of the coolest record stores in America, Cathead Delta Blues and Folk, and also to an organizer. He is the chief behind the Juke Joint Festival, getting ready to happen very soon. Would like to welcome Roger Stoley to the show. How you doing, Roger?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing wonderful, and appreciate your time. I know you're a super busy man. All kinds of things happening.
It's crazy. This time of year really heats up with a lot of music, a lot of activities, and of course, Juke Joint Festival.
So for our listeners who have not been to Clarksdale, Mississippi before, tell them what's going on in Clarksdale.
Sure. Well, of course, historically, if you were going to pick, you know, one center of the blues universe, it would probably be Clarksdale, Mississippi. And in recent years, we've been working very hard to make it a place that folks can really visit for multiple days, see lots of historic things, but also a lot of live music. So we now in Clarksdale, Mississippi, have live blues 7 nights a week, year-round, over a dozen blues festivals per year. We've got 2 blues-related museums here and stores like my own Cathead, as well as Bluestown Music for Guitars and Deke Harp as a harmonica store. It really is sort of a center for all things blues. Folks will spend the night here for a few nights and enjoy music every night in the town, but then they can do day trips, you know, 60, 90 minutes away and see a lot of the blues trail markers and see where Robert Johnson may be buried and all of those kind of things. So it's definitely a place that blues fans need to come to at least once. And if you come at least once, I promise you they'll be twice.
Yes, and I agree with that. You actually were in the advertising and marketing world, and, you know, pretty much you just packed it up and moved to Clarksdale.
That's right. So I've been here a little over 16 years at this point. I visited for about 6.5 before that out of St. Louis. But I was doing advertising and marketing and sort of retail and corporate, and being a longtime blues fan, as I visited here, I just felt it was very tough for a tourist or a blues fan to show up and actually see reliable live music and know where to go, know the things to do, have a cool place to stay and, you know, something good to eat. You know, it was hard to find a lot of that stuff, and some of it had just, frankly, fallen below the radar. So I moved here with a mission to organize and promote the blues from within. Put a boots on the ground, you're here, you can work with the musicians, the clubs, the juke joints, pull it together in such a way that you have something you can actually market to people. And the secret to Clarksdale's modern success is, again, the live blues music, you know, every single night of the week plus, you know. That gets you the visitor who spends the night in your town, so suddenly you need more hotel rooms and overnight apartments and more restaurants and even more clubs, and it just builds upon itself. And we've done it in a very organic, natural, I dare say authentic way. So these places are all very unique. And some of them are less up to code than others, you know, and such. But it's the real deal. It's, you don't feel like you're coming to Disney World or Branson or something for the blues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're coming to Clarksdale, Mississippi, a place that, you know, many people refer to as the crossroads. And it's as you know, it's addicting. Once you visit as a blues fan or as a musician, you just keep coming back. And next thing you know, you're like a lot of the folks who've moved here. You know, we have 2 different couples from Australia who moved here, you know, Netherlands, UK, over a dozen U.S. states now. Folks who are either entrepreneurs, musicians, or artists who've decided to make Clarksdale their home, not just because of the rich cultural and musical history, but because of what's going on currently.
Yes, and just great people in Clarksdale. You know, a lot of it's a great place. My heart's there. The Cathead Delta Blues and Folk Art. It's been called one of the coolest record stores in America. Tell our listeners about your store.
Sure. So it's Mississippi's blues store since 2002, and basically it's a store I always wanted to walk into but could never find.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walk inside, it's a bit like shopping in a well-lit juke joint. It's pretty, again, authentic in here. There's a lot of dust and
mm-hmm.
Lead paint chips, you know. But there's CDs and LPs and DVDs and books and magazines and T-shirts and artwork, anything blues-related, you know, especially with a concentration on Mississippi-connected stuff.
Yes.
So I just had a couple guys in here from Germany, And I swear they're in there 3 hours because they wanted to look at every single thing, you know. So it's just cool, you know, that you find people with the passion for the music and the history, you know, like you may be, and, you know, they walk in and really appreciate a Cat Head or a Red's Lounge or a Ground Zero Blues Club or a Delta mm-hmm. Blues Museum, you know, these things we have here in Clarksdale.
It's really excited. You have, so, like you said, there's live blues music every day of the week, but also, too, there are some great music festivals in Clarksdale. You're a part of, I would say, a lot of them. Could you tell us about that?
Sure, yeah. We have at least a dozen festivals per year now. We kick it off in January with the Clarksdale Film Festival, which is a lot of blues films and Mississippi-connected films, some live music, and then the first really big thing, and it is the biggest thing all year, is in April, and that's Juke Joint Festival and related events that are next week, mm-hmm. which we'll be talking about. As you get into summer, you have things like Goat Fest, and later bookending that in the fall, you have Deep Blues Fest, and those are both blues festivals, but also, you know, traditional stuff, and then some things that are more contemporary thrown in there, more rockin'. There's also the longest-running blues festival in Clarksdale every August, the Sunflower River Blues and Gospel Festival. And I do three Cat Head Mini Blues Fests a year. In May, the Rock and Blues Museum and I team up for the small but mighty Clarksdale Caravan Music Fest. So it really is just a whole bunch of stuff. Hambone Fest in October. If folks really want a chronological listing with links and dates, they can always go to my cathead.biz, cathead.biz website. Click on the music calendar, and you'll see all the festivals for the year, as well as you know, the closer-in club and juke joint-type dates. And there's also a guide to Clarksdale on my website, cathead.biz. And the guide to Clarksdale has all the places you can stay and some of the stuff you should see.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And the Juke Joint Festival, like you said, it kicks off next Thursday.
Yeah, it's insane. So Thursday next week, the 12th, is our official kickoff at 5 p.m. at the historic New Roxy, this cool, mostly roofless old red brick theater, just an awesome, awesome venue. And that is a totally free event. We'll have Sean Bad Apple there. We've got a band, kind of a blues and jazz band, actually, at on the main stage. After that, we've got the Massera Awards. We've got a poster signing for the Juke Joint Festival poster. That's just a real cool event, 5 to 8 next Thursday. Next Friday, the 13th, happens to be my birthday, in case people want to, you know, find a beverage for me or something.
Aww.
But yeah, so, but not because of that. We have Thacker Mountain Radio, which is a really cool live radio show that is done every Thursday in Oxford, Mississippi. But we bring them over every year for the Friday of Juke Joint Festival weekend. And we'll have Big George Brock on there and James Super Chicken Johnson. And just be a real cool event. And that's a free event as well, 6 to 7 p.m. on Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of there are educational things. There's live day music, et cetera, on that Friday as well around town. And as we're talking about this, if people have their smartphone or they're at their computer, they can always go to jukejointfestival.com, J-U-K-E, jukejointfestival.com. And the problem is, okay, you start looking at the schedule, you won't get anything else done today because there are over 100 acts performing, and then things like monkeys riding dogs herding sheep out of Pontotoc, Mississippi, racing pigs, you know, just a whole bunch to look at on there. So
yes.
It's going to be a crazy weekend. And, of course, Saturday, April 14th, is the main event. That is the 15th annual Juke Joint Festival right here in downtown Clarksdale, Mississippi. And we take over about 8 blocks downtown that we block off. We've got technically 15 daytime stages, 13, and then the other two have some stuff going on as well. And that's all free during the day. We have a parade, or I'm sorry, you all have a parade in the morning. Before that, we have a 5K, 8K run. There's probably 100 vendor tents lining the 8 blocks with arts and crafts and food, etc. And then after all that daytime music winds down, in the evening, for the totally affordable price of a wristband, folks can go to the nighttime stuff. And it's all inside the juke joints and the clubs and the restaurants that have stages here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got over 20, I think we had about 22 nighttime venues this year, with probably over 30 acts total at night. And that's when you get to hang out at the real cool places like Messengers, this historic pool hall, Red's Lounge, one of the last juke joints on earth. Ground Zero Blues Club, you know, co-owned by Morgan Freeman. The New Roxy, you know, the Bluesberry Cafe. You know, these really cool, interesting venues, unlike pretty much anywhere in the world, many of them. And then see real deal stuff, you know, real deal, a lot of Mississippi-connected blues acts. Some of them, you know, older, like, you know, let's see, at night you'll have Hezekiah Early out of Natchez, who's 82, I believe. And then you'll have Cadillac John Nolden out of Renova, Mississippi, and he's 91 as of next week. But then it goes down to Kingfish, who's, you know, just turned 19, and he'll be headlining at the bank venue, this historic old bank building. So it's really just a, it's a cool event that really showcases Mississippi blues talents of all ages, as well as select blues talent from around the U.S. and around the world.
All right, and so much appreciate your time, Roger. And again, tell our listeners where they can find you online and check everything out.
Absolutely. Go to jukejointfestival.com, J-U-K-E, jukejointfestival.com, or you can always go to cathead.biz, check out my store and general music calendar.
A Trip with Penny.